Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand. From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Get up. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, episode 151 of your favorite sports talk show and Canada's only mid-morning live sports talk show. I'm the host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont. Hi, Dupes.
Morning. I'm doing good.
We're a team. Like, if I'm Al Michaels, he's Chris Collinsworth.
I like that team. I like that they wear like this, like the quarter zip. It's kind of our style, right?
Suits are going away.
The sweaters, they wear the collar shirts, but yeah.
Is that new, what you got on there?
Nope. I haven't worn it lots, though.
Okay. Under Armour?
Yeah, this is not.
Looks like it. Under Armour's dabbling in that line. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be one of the topics when Derek the Duke Myers joins us later in the program, is sportscasters moving away from the suit and tie to the sweater. He doesn't like it. He's already giving it the emoji. We got a special day for you today. Les Lazarus coming up, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades from 92.9 The Bull. My brother from another mother. I've often referred to him as the Saskatoon version of me, if he's not insulted by that. Les will be with us. And a special guest coming up here in hour one, a surprise guest that we will not let out of the bag right now. Magnificent seven topics today. Here on the rollout for Flooring Superstore that we're going to get to, sprinkled throughout today's show. Number one, of course, is CFL winter meetings and its various offshoots. Yesterday was a very big news day on this program, and we'll disseminate and dissect some of the information that we got yesterday. Number two is, of course, the NFL tryouts. And if we heard it right, which we asked Joey Alfieri to say again, is it true, beginning as early as next offseason, 1 year from now, CFL players, no matter where they are in their contracts, will be allowed to work out for NFL teams and potentially sign with them, be let out of their deals. That just went by in such a blur yesterday. It was like, what?
Yeah.
You know? So we'll cover that a little more today. Number three, starting this season, the 10 national starters thing is now a thing. We've always had to have seven non-imports, Canadians start. Right now it's 10, but three of them can be an American that's been on your team for three consecutive years, or an American who's played in the league for four. It's finally here.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that Randy Ambrosi coming on the show yesterday and announcing that the new CBA has been posted to the CFL Players Association website was started the domino effect of all this reaction yesterday. Randy really gave us a lot of news yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very appreciative of that. Number four, is Chris Jones staying in Cleveland? Justin Dunk dropped that bomb here on the program yesterday, and producer Clark's been talking to Chris Jones. Maybe he'll come on the show and drop the news himself.
Wouldn't that be something?
Nobody really knows. I'd like to hear it from the horse's mouth himself, but that's the news, is Chris Jones staying in Cleveland. As of today, what do we know? Things change on a dime in sports, not just the CFL, NFL, or football. Number five, if you wound back the tape, rewound it from yesterday at this time, I mentioned the Ryan Dinwiddie talking to the Cleveland Browns for their head coaching job is so preposterous that I won't even call it fake news. I won't even dignify it with discussion. And then we find out in the last 24 hours that a reporter basically got punked. The reporter that blogged that. Did you see that?
Yeah. We knew it wasn't news.
That's pretty dangerous stuff.
Isn't it? That's why, you know, you look at news agencies and they have processes to determine when they're going to say a news story is real. Whether it's one, whether it's two sources, it's always multiple sources, right? That you confirm behind the scenes before you know. But everybody wants to be first and have that story and have the headline and get the hit. So it's
pretty dangerous. But the guy that blogged it, I'd never heard of him before. So I'd like to think that you need to stick with your trusted news sources at this time, not just with sports, but with news. And I'm coming to that. Point six, is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? big topic. That might be a great poll question today for Capital Altamont Universal Collision Center. Is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? We'll be talking about that today. The Duke will have his opinions on that. You see Tom Brady, of whom we follow on Facebook. I do. I'm sure you do. Do you see his statement this morning?
Yeah.
You saw it?
He's
Man, you're right on the bit.
He's got a lot left to prove.
Right.
He's got a lot left to
prove. Doesn't necessarily mean that it'll be in New England.
But he's not retiring. That's what I'm taking away.
Definitely not retiring. But the rumors, folks, if you're following the four down game, is that Tom Brady's contract is up, could be heading to the LA Chargers. And let's not forget, he's got a child in Los Angeles from a prior relationship. He's from Southern California.
Yeah.
It's not completely out of line. And as the pundits are saying, we're going to find out how good a coach Bill Belichick really is if TB12 leaves New England.
Wouldn't that? That'll be interesting for storylines for sure. But yeah, there's a number of different landing spots for Tom Brady, and the Chargers are among them. That'd be really interesting to see where he'd end up.
And the other thing, I'm just going to say this because, quite frankly, when Derek walked in here today and Todd, our sales manager, when we all gathered for coffee first thing this morning, was the situation in Iran-Iraq. That is the seventh topic of the Magnificent Seven today, because everybody's going off on Twitter, and you got to be real careful of what you're following right now. Many times we've said here on this program, what you see isn't necessarily what's going on. And if we say that in sports, what do you think it's like when it comes to national defense in a potential war? So we played the clip here for the guys this morning from the U.S. Army, the official that said, we don't want war, but if you want war, we're not going to start it, but we'll end it. And that's got everybody talking and people saying, oh, if you're supporting this, are you signing up for the draft? Blah, blah, blah. Well, for those that say that, I say, thank God you're not in charge of national defense, because the priority is safety and security right now, particularly for the Canadian Armed Forces. I was forwarded a letter last night from Canada's general, Jonathan Vance, to all the Armed Forces families, basically saying the priority of this country is safety and security, not going to war. But as the American Army official said, our Army is not talk shows. And I can extend that to say it's not newspaper columnists. For those that are ripping Donald Trump saying, how can he speak for America? This country's polarized as it is. He doesn't even have support from his own country, let alone other countries. Dude, Canada's the same polarized with regards to its leader. So everybody wants to fan the flames and fearmonger. And I guarantee there are people that are scared, right? It's out of our control. There's nothing you can do. If you want to pray, I would suggest that. But other than that, there's nothing you can do.
No.
And that's the extent that I'm following it. How about you?
And the clip is pretty cut and dry. If it happens, they're gonna go to war. They're gonna do what the military is gonna do what they have to do. And it's a pretty strong military in the United States that they have. But in terms of me following it, I know that stuff's out of my control. So for me, it's just there. I'm aware of it. I'm not really following it that closely because I know the people that are taking care of it are taking care of it. For me, it hasn't, I don't want to be just, insensitive or just naive and be like, this has nothing to do with me. It's not going to affect me at all. I'm not looking at it because if we go to war, that's going to affect us all. But until that happens, it really doesn't affect me.
Nope.
So I'm good doing this, staying in my lane and letting them worry about what they do.
Kind of what I'm suggesting today. There's nothing you can do about it. So don't fear. Breaking news today. Breaking news. The Rough Riders have announced they have released veteran linebacker Derek Moncrief to pursue an NFL opportunity. And we all saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many teams he's worked out for. Quite a few. You knew one, two, at most three games into this past season, he was NFL. He was going to the NFL. He was the best player on defense for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So while we've had people writing in here saying, we want news of Rider signings, well, here's news from the team today that they've released their defensive MVP, or what I believe is their defensive MVP, because they got a lot of great defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
Can Derek Moncrief be replaced? Are they going to have to?
They're going to have to. and they've got young players. And Cameron Judge is going to take another step forward. You're going to hopefully find another American in the linebacking core that can fill in. Can he be replaced player for player? Probably not. Derek Moncrief's an elite player in the Canadian Football League, and that's always tough when you lose a star. It's going to be kind of replacement by committee, or that's what you have to expect. You hope that you can replace him with a guy who's, can be that elite level talent, but it's not realistic, and it's, because he's that good. So I hope he has an opportunity. I hope he does well. Hope he sticks.
They both worked out. Derek Moncrief and Willie Jefferson both worked out for the Miami Dolphins. If you are the Dolphins and you had to choose between one of the two, who would you sign?
Willie, for sure. I'm signing Willie instantly because he's a guy who's a real, he just seems like he's a better athlete. And in terms of versatility, a guy who you might be able to play on a defensive end spot as a rush end, or you might be able to put him back as an outside linebacker. He can do that too. So, yeah, I like Willie Jefferson a lot.
Where did this message come in from? From Mark Zosel, Clark. Where'd this come in from? From Facebook. Hey, Rod, can you pass along a message that the SJHL game between Flin Flon and Melfort tonight is postponed until a later date due to the weather? It is ugly out there.
Yeah.
So I guess we just passed it along. I will stroke that off my list. Flin Flon and Melfort postponed due to weather.
I don't think I'm going to be making the trip to Saskatoon tonight. Not if it's like this outside.
Yeah, the Blades are home tonight. They got Red Deer, right?
They are, yes. So,
are you worried?
About Red Deer?
No, the weather.
No, I'm never worried about the weather. But no, I'm never worried about the weather for that kind of things. I mean, you take it slow, you drive carefully. Well, you and I are on the road so much, we can drive in just about any circumstance. But Les has there's a ton of guys I know that Les says to help him out there. So why take the chance? I got to go back on the weekend anyway.
Well, because it was two seasons ago that you were doing color for both the Blades and the Pats at the same time.
Yeah.
First guy to ever do it. And I said, you're going to kill yourself.
Last winter, too.
Yeah. And you're sitting here in front of me, so I guess you didn't kill yourself. But I'll say this. I was listening to the radio this morning, and all these reports were coming in from not closed highways, but highways that probably should have been closed.
Yeah.
And I thought, how happy am I that I just have to get on Ring Road, which wasn't that clear to begin with.
Yeah.
But at least it's lit all the way, unlike every other highway around the province. And I'm like, I'm just so happy this is all I got to do to go to work.
I know.
Then that I don't have to drive to Saskatoon or anywhere, because I was on the phone last night with Bill Chow, the president of the SJHL. We got some exciting news coming there. He was going down to Weyburn. I mean, these guys, it's travel, man. People just take it oh so for granted.
I know. It's yeah, like when you got to travel, day in and day out, or travel for work, as you and I have, all across the province and Western Canada. Yeah, it's not just a simple thing, right? It becomes a huge part of it. But I don't know if you've ever been in a car accident, but that plays into it too, and happens all the time.
Monty in Saskatoon is writing in. He says, "Are you chicken?"
No. I mean,
it's Monty.
I would take the trip for sure and just drive slow. But, to be back here again for the show in the morning and things like that, it's just always sometimes better to be safe and, enjoy the game on the radio. I'll listen.
Regarding the news of the Riders releasing Derek Moncrief to pursue an NFL opportunity, which would tell me that an NFL announcement is imminent with Moncrief. Usually it's within 24 to 48 hours that a team will announce. Once they release him, an NFL team will sign him. Dale Wagner writes that, and he says, Purifoy will slide nicely into Moncrief's position, as that's where he played in BC and college. Yeah, I'll leave that up to the coaches. But I'm sure the Riders will be just fine. Your mom has written in and said, safety first, Darren.
Yes, Mom. She knows. She knows, and if I went, I would go slow and be careful. Like, it's
God bless moms.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I remember one time my mom, I had a hell of a story I wanted to tell. Two stories. Here's the first. My mom, I didn't call her when I got home from a road trip like I was supposed to.
Yeah.
Storm.
Let me know when you make it home. Right?
When you make it home. I think what happened was we got home and I thought, I'm not going to call my mom at 2 in the morning and wake her up. Well, she laid awake all night and drove from Milestone into Regina to see if my car was at the Brandt Center. It's 30 miles, but still.
Still?
Can you believe that? Because my cell phone was off.
Wow.
And I had made it home. And next time, I'll call my mom. And by the way, last one. I was in Walmart yesterday. I was telling Tyler this, our sales guy. You're already smiling. You like this. Fred, big time Pats fan. Hadn't seen him in quite some time. I just paid for my stuff. He comes up to me. Rod, I found your show. And I said, oh, really, Fred? How'd you find it? He goes, well, I'd been complaining for the last year that I miss you on the radio. I miss you on the radio. And then one day my kid yells out from the basement, Dad, Rod's on TV. Of course, there's 10 people around, you know, Walmart Till area. They're like, what? And Fred comes down. He goes, there you were on TV. He goes, so now I listen to you every day. They got me an iPad every day. He goes, the only question I have, why do you do it in Milestone?
That's
I know. And I said, Fred, with all due respect, the sign just says Milestone. And that is that's you guys. Whose idea was that? Wasn't mine.
No, it's just a road sign.
It's just a road sign.
Yeah.
It's like, we are doing it in Regina.
We didn't steal it, though. Like maybe we would have done if
it's illegal to steal a road sign.
If we were still in high school.
It's illegal to steal a road sign. But, did you know that?
Yeah, that's why I've never done it.
Yeah, so we didn't do it.
Yeah,
that's the rollout for Flooring Superstore. A lot of the topics that we will cover today. The Duke will join us next. A lot of special guests coming up. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. It's time to trade and upgrade at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Alan Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 151 of the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, where it is double digits below zero. But it's warm in here as we have coffee this morning. And I know that probably the talk on Coffee Row across this country, not just this region, is Trump's address.
Sure.
And the complex situation in Iraq, as it's been labeled by the Canadian Armed Forces. If we get any updates on that, we'll pass them along. As producer Clark said, we'll be talking about happier things here on this program. Sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Elias Lindholm scored twice to reach 300 points in his 500th NHL game, and the Calgary Flames beat the host Chicago Blackhawks 2-1 for their third straight win. The Canucks' win streak is done at 7 games after a 9-2 loss against the host Lightning. Carter Verhaeghe had a hat trick to help Tampa win its 8th in a row. John Hines' first game with the Nashville Predators didn't go as planned. David Pastrnak scored for the third consecutive game, and the Boston Bruins added 3 shorthanded goals to beat Nashville 6-2. And in Carmelo Anthony's dagger with 4 seconds to go was part of a 28-point performance and lifted the Portland Trailblazers to a 101-99 victory over the shorthanded Raptors at Scotiabank Arena. Toronto was missing 4 of its top 7 players It was the Raptors' 10th game without injured Pascal Siakam, Marc Gasol, and Norman Powell, and the first without Fred VanVleet, who injured his hamstring. That is your Wednesday morning sports update on January the 8th, Elvis's birthday.
Yes.
For Ballers Rec Room. Ballers will be hosting the Rod Peterson Show Super Bowl party February the 2nd. They will have a massive, I guess we could say we will have a massive high-definition TV installed. We'll be giving away prize packages on our show, including Vern's Pizza, to you and three friends. So tune in next week to learn how to win.
Maybe you should come down to that.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be here. I've been out of the country the last couple of years for Super Bowl, but I'll be decidedly in the country this time, so that sounds like a plan.
Good. So we're starting to fill out a table.
Well, just for the people that know or want to know, we're not just giving away single passes or double passes. We're giving away tables.
Oh, wow.
So bring your family, bring your buddies, whatever. It'll be a table a day for, I think, the week leading up to the Super Bowl, which the Patriots will not be in.
Hmm.
And before we dissect the CFL news of the day, Derek, that will be the poll question. Let me tweet that while these guys talk, Clark. Is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? Them losing in round one in the wild card round is the earliest they've lost out in a decade. Is this the end of the Belichick-Brady show?
I think it is. I mean, all good things come to an end. I think even last year, I mean, I know they won the Super Bowl, but I mean, that thing, yeah, the wheels were starting to wobble if it wasn't for a couple of, you know, a catch by Gronkowski, an offside, a guy lining up offside in KC. They don't make it to the Super Bowl. I mean, they had some fortuitous luck last year when it came to that. I mean, yes, they won, but the signs were showing. This year, I know they raced out to that 8-0 start, but then they finished the season essentially 4-5. I mean, became very pedestrian. What are they doing with Brady? Yeah, I mean, if Brady comes back, they can maybe squeeze out another AFC East championship, but I don't even know. Buffalo, they don't look to be going away. So in this last, you know, however many months, we've kind of seen the end of the Patriots dynasty, the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty. You know, a couple of very, very major runs out there and coming to an end, it seems like.
What did he play? You go back to his first season. We don't count that because he played like 7 minutes.
Right.
But since then, he's won, what, 18 straight division titles?
I don't know.
17 or 18 straight division titles. And the NFL is so competitive. And I know there's, you know, some fortuitous things happening lately and the wheels are falling off. But the NFL is so good. But they continue to always get those breaks to win, right? Good teams do. You know, they might get Gronk back.
No.
He's been working out five or six days a week now.
No.
He might come back. They've got money to spend in free agency to get some weapons. But so do I think the dynasty is over? Does this year say it's over? No. But I'm kind of with you saying, well, they don't really have the pieces. Is Brady coming back? You got to give me a season where they don't get 10 wins. Tell me it's over. They were still 12-4.
We invite audience participation on our Twitter and Facebook polls at Rod Peterson Show. Is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? Yes, no, or don't know. It's brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Well, we're going out on the video chat. Our very first guest today is Saskatchewan Rough Riders star quarterback number 7, Cody Fajardo, who joins us from D.C., they tell me today. Happy New Year, Cody. District of Columbia, is that where you're at?
That is where I'm at, yeah. How we doing, guys? Happy to be on the show. I am home alone with my dog, as every off season, as my wife's in school, so it gets a little lonely around here.
Well, we're glad to have you aboard and chat some ball with you. And Cody, as a quarterback, who was your, not mentor, because I would say that you knew him, but maybe the guy that you looked up to, would Brady be that guy? You're obviously interested in what Tom does. Or who is your guy at the quarterback position going up?
That's a great question. I get that a lot. But the guy who I really cling to when I was young was Brett Favre.
Yeah.
His passion for the way he plays the game, I tried to emulate that. And just every down counted. And he had the gunslinger mentality where it didn't matter what happened to play before. He's going to go out there and throw it. And then watching college ball and going through the college football process, I cling to Tim Tebow as well, a guy who speaks about his faith, just is who he is in the media, and love him or hate him, he's just going to give you the same person he is every day.
Tebow and Tom remind me of one similar thing, that is, how could you hate these guys? And if you're going to hate them, then you got a problem, because I don't know what they would have done to make people dislike them, right? I mean, you don't have haters, do you? If you do, I haven't seen any.
I think at the professional level, you're always going to have some haters. And I've had some people reach out. I've had some years at Nevada where I've gotten death threats in my direct messages on Facebook, which is why I actually don't have a Facebook anymore. So, you know, it's just part of the position that you're in. And for me, I just try to use the platform that I have. And like I said, love me or hate me, I'm going to be the same person I am every single day.
Good for you, Cody. Look, these guys got questions for you, too. I could talk to you all day. But the only real one that I have for you is this. When you signed with the Riders, I'm sure you expected one thing that it would be like. But now that you're through year one, what happened that you didn't expect of this whole, you know what I'm saying? What caught you off guard? Yeah, what did you not expect or see coming?
The only thing I could really say that I didn't expect was honestly hitting the goalpost the last play of the game. And to be honest, this whole offseason, it's been tough thinking about it, because the hardest thing for me to cope with that whole ending is the play never got to be played out. So it's not like I threw an interception or I threw an incompletion or I threw a completion. The fact of the matter is it hit the goalpost and there was nothing that happened afterwards. And so for me, that's been really hard in my off-season preparation. And, you know, my wife and I spent some time traveling and seeing family. And so that's been very helpful. But yeah, the one thing I didn't expect was our season ending on a play that didn't play out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Cody, a great first season. What's the encore? How do you come back next season and duplicate, replicate, even do better? And I guess my other question to that is, what do you change this offseason now going in as a starter, as the guy, as opposed to, you know, a guy looking to earn a job?
Yeah, those are two really good questions. I'm really excited to work with Coach Moss. We've had several conversations, and just the passion he brings as well. I think we see eye to eye on a lot of things, and he wants to do a lot of things that fit my strengths, which I'm really excited about. Going into the offseason, the number one thing is I want to be elite. And the way you be elite in this league or any professional sport is you got to be consistent. So I'm going to try and replicate next year as much as I can. Obviously, last year was kind of everything went my way. And so I'm expecting some speed bumps along the way. But I know adversity is going to hit sometime. And I'm ready to get after it. I think the number one thing I'm going to benefit from is going into a training camp as the number one guy. I've always been the two or the three where I don't get reps with the number ones. And I think that kind of hindered us a little bit last year, because it took us a couple games to get going, me with the starters, and get the timing down. And I think that's why you saw us. I believe we were 1-4. So I'm really excited to get work with the ones from day one of camp. And that's one thing I'm focused on. The other thing, obviously, is just consistency. Coach Moss and I, like I said, we had a few conversations about what I can improve on, the things he thought I did really well in the year. So I'm going through every single game of last year, just breaking down myself and kind of using this time to focus more on myself, because when you watch film, usually you're watching the defense, and given the long off season that we have, I now have time to just focus on myself, see what I did not so good and see what I did good.
Cody, you mentioned your offensive coordinator already with Jason Moss. That's what I wanted to ask you about, just how that relationship's been in the early stages since he's been, you know, named the offensive coordinator, and how excited you are to work with him.
Yeah, absolutely excited. Just his track record of what he's got out of his quarterbacks is really exciting for me, and I think there's a lot of room for my growth as a quarterback. As the season progressed, I learned so much, and watching these games, I can see myself kind of evolve, which is a really cool thing to do when you can sit down and watch the games and see some mistakes you make in week one, week two, week three, and then by week eight, week nine, you're not making the same mistake over and over again. So that I'm really excited about. I'm really excited just to pick his brain, a guy who's played the CFL quarterback position, who understands it. I think one of the best things he's going to bring is he understands what it takes to be a high elite CFL quarterback. And so he's not going to put too much on my plate or something that I can't handle. And so I think I'm going to be more comfortable going in there, understanding his offense and kind of making it all work for each other.
One of the reasons that I knew that you were going to be so successful here, and you reiterated it today when I asked what you didn't expect, it was a football answer. You're a football guy. You said it yourself. When things start to go wrong, which they will inevitably, you've signed a long-term deal. It's not always going to go right. You're prepared for that. But I mean away from the field. I remember the Labor Day Classic, you coming out of the news conference the day before going, oh, this is a pretty big game. It's like you it just dawned on you that this was... this is like the Iron Bowl, man. This is like the Apple Cup, you know? So that's what I mean. I mean, sort of off-field stuff. What did you not expect?
Oh, man. Yeah, the fans, just the support that we had through it all. I was expected to get a lot of people, you know, disliking the way I played in the final game or something with my injury. And just the support for me, and not only me, but my family as well. The biggest thing I think I can take away from last year was when my family came up, when my dad came to a couple games, when my wife came up, it was like everybody just accepted them into the family. And when you're out there on the field, and it's nice to know that you don't have to worry about my wife sitting by herself or my dad sitting by themselves in the stands, because everyone's going to be able to, you know, have a relationship with them or want to talk to them or be a part of their lives. So that was pretty cool. And just hearing it from their side of the story, obviously being on the field is one thing, but watching it from the stands is a little bit different. And so I always ask my dad or my mom who watches at home or my wife who is in the stands, I always ask them, what did you see or how was your experience? And it's pretty cool to go through a fan experience.
I'm just wondering, Cody, has your wife considered quitting school because she's now a film star here in Saskatchewan? all joking aside, what was that experience like for your wife? Because it is important that your family does enjoy the place that you work. What was that experience like for her?
Oh my gosh, she'll talk to that about that day nonstop, and I just love to see how happy she was and how much it meant to her to be accepted by the fans. Because as a professional athlete, a lot of times the wife or the significant other doesn't get the recognition they deserve for the things they do behind the scenes, what my wife does for me behind the scenes, and to be able to go out there and she got the recognition she deserved of continuing to support me. She was in East Coast time, and I believe she had a final the next day. We were playing at BC, and she stayed up. She stays up the whole entire game, and then she watches the interviews after. And she stayed up till about 1 in the morning, and she had an 8 o'clock final the next day. But that was just kind of the dedication that she has. And my wife's a very smart cookie as well. She's got straight A's here in their physical therapy doctorate program. So it's really cool for her to be a part of this as much as I am a part of it. And she sent out a few tweets before, and it's gotten a lot of likes or a lot of retweets. And some of her fans, some of her friends here are calling her kind of the Queen of Canada.
I love it. I love it. She probably is. Fan question and a football question from Chad Isaac. How hard was it to come into Nevada and follow the footsteps of Kaepernick and set the goals that he set there?
Yeah, great question. It was really hard because Kaepernick's senior year, which was my freshman year, we were the best our programs ever had. We were, I think we finished 7th in the nation, which is really good. And we were about one win away from being in the Fiesta Bowl. But then the following year, we had a 6-year senior. We opened up at Autzen Stadium. And so our head coach decided to go with the older guy, and I was just a redshirt freshman. And we got our butts kicked. I actually scored my first collegiate touchdown in that game in mop-up time. And then a couple weeks later, we played Texas Tech at Texas Tech. And our head coach said, hey, look, Cody, I don't know when, but you're going to play. And so I was excited. I went out, and first series, we get a first down. He's like, all right, Cody, go in. And so I go into the game not knowing what to expect and played pretty well. And then the next week, I get my first start. So it was just a constant battle of – when I started as a redshirt freshman was Kaepernick compared to Cody, Kaepernick compared to Cody. And it got pretty grueling. It got pretty tough on me because I was trying to emulate things that Cap did, but I physically am just not as gifted as he is athletically. So it came to a point where I just told the media, I was like, look, I want to be Cody and I want Kaepernick to be Kaepernick. And once I said that to the media, they started to erase the comparables and just kind of let me live my own dynasty, I guess.
Couple more. And the fans, they asked the best questions. From Jerry Hales, a female. Hey, Cody, happy new year to you and yours. How is your healing process progressing?
Yeah. Happy new year to you, too. It's great. I got cleared to throw the football on the 21st of this month. So I'm so excited to pick up a football. My wife and I went to Miami for New Year's, and we played some spike ball. And so I went out there, and I don't know if you know what spike ball is, but it's that round net, and you just kind of hit the ball into the net. So I needed to use my obliques for that, and I'm a pretty competitive guy, and I went full out and didn't feel anything in my side. So I know all's well in there, and so I'm excited to get back to training. It's been about a month and a half where I haven't been able to do much, so I'm really excited to just get back going.
And lastly, Cody, the Rush fans want to know how excited you are for January 18th. We're taking a party bus up there. Did you know that, Darren, by the way?
I saw that, too.
We don't miss a Rush game. They're great friends of ours. They're so excited to have you up there, the Rush themselves and, of course, the fans. And your thoughts on that night, January 18th, against the Colorado Mammoth?
I am so stoked. I'm so happy that I can be a part of it. I've heard nothing but great things about the atmosphere, about the games, the talent, and just having all the fans come out and reaching out to me and people who are saying they're coming to the game to see me. I'm excited just to interact with the fans again. Sometimes when you go from Canada to the U.S., it's nice because you don't get stopped or you don't get talked to all that much and you can just live a normal life. But sometimes you miss that. Sometimes you miss taking pictures with little kids, interacting with adults, fans, people who pay a lot of money to buy your jersey. I think one of the coolest things for my family this offseason or Christmas was getting all the fan reactions of them opening up my jersey on Christmas. And to be a part of someone's Christmas and to bring smiles to people's faces was actually pretty cool. And I showed all my wife those, and she showed me a lot of them as well. And we were really stoked about that. So I'm just excited to get around the fans again. And like you said, it's going to be a great atmosphere, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
Cody, you really make us look forward to football season. It's too far away, but we're so happy to have you, man. Thanks for this. All the best in 2020. We'll be seeing you soon at the Rush game. Safe travels.
No doubt. Thank you guys for having me on the show. It's always a blast.
Awesome. Cody Fajardo joining us from D.C. this morning on the Rod Peterson Show. And just before we break, I will say this. I've had the pleasure of being around Cody a couple times and people across the CFL and fans too, not just other teams. They say, is he really... Come on.
He's
not really that genuine.
The next interview.
He's more genuine than you think.
The next interview, no football talk, none of this. I want to hear a story, just one story that didn't go right or that this guy didn't land on a cloud of pillows.
Torn oblique muscles?
No.
That's adversity.
I want to hear a story that in Mexico and late one night and, I want to hear...
They don't exist?
I want to hear one of...
Not everybody's like you.
I guess. Yeah, I was going to say, I want to hear one of our stories as told by Cody Fajardo.
You want to know that he's human?
Well, just a little bit.
Because he's very human.
He is one hell of a decent guy. It seems like, yeah.
Very easy to cheer for, isn't it? Yeah. And that's why when I look at these teams across the CFL and the unrest, sure, 75% of the league were free agents going into the season. But here, you got a GM, you got a coach, and you got a quarterback. And when you got that, everything flows off that.
100%.
Riders are in great shape.
Well, that's the biggest difference is, and Chris Jones was so successful in his time, and he just didn't get to the Grey Cup here, but he was growing and on that path. But the identity of the team was Chris Jones, right? When you thought about the Riders and their identity, it was Chris Jones. Now it's Cody Fajardo. And I think that is a deeper connection with the fans when you can have that connection and the face of the franchise is your young quarterback.
We'll pause. Cody Fajardo was our surprise guest, and you see viewership spike when it happened.
Yeah, there's a shock.
And he certainly didn't let anybody down. Les Lazarus coming up in hour two as we'll chat a little WHL trade deadline plus CFL, NFL, and the rest. We'll be right back. By the way, I should tell you, you can always text us on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile, preferred choice, where is it? Families first. There it is. Families trust Prairie Mobile. That's where we get our phones, and that's the truth. Why do I need to scramble for a liner? You'd think I'd be able to read that on my own. Yeah, and vote on our poll. Is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? Vote on Twitter or Facebook now, at Rod Peterson Show, and it's brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. We'll be right back. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it, nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, on a Wednesday morning, episode number 151. I'd like to think yesterday we were saying was our best show. We're following it up with our next best show.
Yeah.
With the biggest star. Well, I think of the CFL, but I'm a little biased. Cody Fajardo won the show today. By the way, somebody wrote in and said, nice bunny hug. It's my support of Johnny Ryan. Talked to Johnny last night. John's foundation, Gear Up, and his charity. Supporting John. What a super guy.
Has he got something coming up this year again?
How so?
Like an event?
Of course.
Okay.
Always does.
Geez, he's left a lot of money behind here for minor football.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, giving a great job.
Back. Mm-hmm. Giving back. Darwin Kozak's watching. Must be in Winnipeg. He says, a shout out to the Grey Cup champions. Go Blue! I'm okay with that. You noticing all the Winnipeg people watching, writing in, and being nice? They're at least not trashing us.
No. Things are going their way.
Well, things are going their way.
And they're softening. Their hearts are softening. They feel right. Good.
The ice is melting.
There's the angst. It's not there. Yeah.
Well, hey, once in a generation, the sun will shine on a dog's ass, I guess.
Oh, don't. So, hey, you can do that. But I'll say this. There was a thing going around Twitter last night was, tell us something that sounds like a lie, but is absolutely true.
I saw that.
So I retweeted it and I said, I've been in the George Strait fan club since I was 12 years old. And some guy writes from Winnipeg, goes, didn't you mean to say you're secretly a Bombers fan? With a picture of Strevler hammered holding up the Grey Cup. And I'm like, now they're just teasing me.
Yeah.
Which is fine. At least they're watching and engaged.
Why did you think that that's something that doesn't seem true that is?
Well, anybody that knows me would know that, but anybody that doesn't know me.
Okay. It was themed like, really, since you were 12?
Yeah, right. Well, people
maybe when you were 12, you were in it for a year or two.
No, forever.
No, forever.
I don't know. A lot of people said, oh, I take you as a hip-hop guy or a pop guy. Oh, people said that, yeah.
What?
From Dale Wagner. Dale, I'm glad you wrote in. Hey, Rod, how do we go about getting tickets to the bus to the Rush? So this was organized by Michelle at Uniglobe LGI Travel. And last I heard, I just spoke with her this morning, we have 3 spots left on the bus.
Yeesh.
And yet it doesn't include your game ticket. And it's $100 ahead to get on this bus. And we're going to Wendell Clark's before the game. Nice. I said to Michelle, can we at least have the caveat that we can go to Wendell Clark's before the game for a drink or, and a bite? And she goes, that was the plan anyways. So Dale Wagner, you call Uniglobe LGI Travel right now in downtown Regina. Ask for Michelle, and you can get two of those last three spots. Or bring your kid. We'd love to sell the whole thing out. There was three spots left. But it doesn't include your game ticket. You got to have game tickets. Corey Mark's coming, too. He was perfect. On the Houston trip.
Perfect.
Is the Jug on this trip?
The Jug will meet us at the game. You guys that watched my Instagram story from Houston, the infamous piss jug, the star of the trip.
Why?
I was just talking to Michelle this morning, and she goes, well, I think he's coming to the game. He has recovered, or he's battling an injury from work. And I said, he looked fine in Mexico last week.
He did, didn't he?
I didn't see any injury there.
No.
Norway calling from Trent. On the Facebook wall, Norway calling, great interview with Cody, and glad that George Strait lives on. Fill the bus, go Rush. By the way, when I was just down in the San Antonio, San Marcos, Texas area, where George Strait lives, I told you this, didn't I? 10 years ago, I'd have been scaling the wall of his estate and breaking in. Nowadays, I just thought about it, but I didn't do it. See, people can change.
Is there a... Was that the pinnacle of your
meeting George Strait?
Yeah, was that the pinnacle of meeting a star? Like I topped out at 11 years old, met Gretzky.
Cool.
Kay, I've told this story on this show about the Gretzky. It was the NHL draft 2003, Raleigh, North Carolina. It was me to you away from Gretzky, and he was just having a coffee. It was 10 in the morning. I was going to go introduce myself, and I chickened out.
I could see that. I chickened out introducing myself to Bob bother. Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And we were in a professional environment. He was getting ready to call game four or whatever, the Stanley Cup Finals in Edmonton in 2006. I was working.
Darren's thinking of his hero moment, so hang on. I'm sure you have a good one. But the thing with Gretzky, I will say this. This is what struck me of Gretzky. I was surprised at how big he was.
It was 6'1".
Bigger than you'd think.
Yeah.
Like tall.
Yeah,
and I do remember being in a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Yeah. I can never say that in downtown Toronto, 2001 NHL draft. Gretzky walked into the restaurant, and you could hear every fork hit the plate.
Stop. Yeah,
and I'm like, now I know why Gretzky never signed with the Leafs. He couldn't go 2 feet. It would have been bad enough in Edmonton. Well, at least in LA, he could hide.
You heard what McDavid said the other day? Yeah, it's always nice to come to Toronto, but it's nice to leave.
Did he say that?
Yes.
God, I love that kid.
Absolutely said that after the game.
I love that kid.
Too many people, and it's so tightly packed.
Well,
right?
It's home.
And it's home, and you're just everywhere.
And I'll say just one more. Sorry. I was in Seattle watching the Vikings and the Seahawks. Shout out to Georgia Unitsis, the Greek freak. We all went together, but I had a media pass. So I watched the first half in the press box and the second half in the Hawks Nest. Oh, my God. If it hasn't happened in the Hawks Nest in Seattle, it hasn't happened anywhere. My God. See guys puking and taking a leak. Like, I grabbed a security guard. I'm like, what the hell? Are you going to stop this? Guys, like, you buy your ticket, do whatever you want. I digress. But after the Gretzky thing in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I chickened out, I said, I'm never going to chicken out again. I'm always going to go introduce myself. So I beat on the door of the Vikings radio booth.
Paul Allen.
PA on the mic. Introduced myself to PA. Told him that I was a huge fan. We took a photo together.
He was great.
He's the best football play-by-play guy that there is.
Wow.
Darren.
Because he's such a homer. And then as a homer.
And he owns it.
Yeah.
But he owns it.
Yeah,
he's so good.
I do love it. The call of the Vikings losing.
No!
Well, there's several. But the Brett Favre one. Favre over the back. He rolls. I can't believe what I
That's
just saw.
That's very good.
Can't believe it.
That was good.
But this is a Super Bowl, man.
Because
this is in Detroit.
That's the one.
You got to know your audience, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You got to know your audience, and that's part of what makes it.
Didn't a little part of you just come alive the other day when the Vikings actually won that game for guys like Kelly Rempel and the Greek?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All these.
I didn't think
fans.
Of the team. I thought of the fans.
Madani, the pass to Adam Thielen. I'm like, oh God, Madani's gonna have to eat some crow on this one.
Darren, meeting your hero.
I know.
What was it?
Well, it was the Bob Cole thing, not doing it.
Yeah.
That was only like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah
in
really?
The press box in Calgary, he wasn't even working. He was there a couple of days early before doing a Hockey Day in Canada broadcast and walks by and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Bob Cole.
He's littler than you think.
Oh, yeah. But still has the aura, the persona, and it's just like, oh. So I've always had a problem with that because, you know, being in the business, I'm kind of like, well, we're supposed to be colleagues.
Exactly.
And this, so I'm like, I never get autographs. I never ask for pictures. And I sit here being like, I wish I had pictures in my office, in my house, meeting all these people because they're great memories, keepsakes, not just because they're your heroes or they're these idols, but because they're your friends or they'll be people you've met.
And they are icons.
And they are icons. So, yeah, I always have trouble with that. You know, probably the biggest thing for me as a kid would be meeting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a kid. I got that picture hanging up. Didn't realize they weren't real, but I got that picture.
Who was your guy?
That
Which
was
one?
A big deal. Oh, definitely it was Leonardo.
Leonardo.
Or Donatello. I like the purple.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant Leonardo DiCaprio. You met Leonardo DiCaprio? Okay.
That took a turn.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writing in. He says, I chickened out to go say hi to Eddie Robinson at the AFCA convention in 1995. My friend Richard Harris said I should have... that he would have loved it. So they're from Smitty. Our social media people writing on the Facebook wall, have you ever had a chance to say hello to one of your heroes but chickened out? Chad Isaac writes in, he says, met Ty Domi, Mike Sillinger, and Jamie Heward. Took me 3 hours to say hi at the tap one night because Domi's so intimidating.
Domi's
another guy that would love it if you came up and said hi to him. Yeah. There's no two ways about that. But I'll tell you this. You guys talk about the professional courtesy and this and that. I read Al Michaels' book, and if you haven't, I would suggest it. And one of the topics that he brought about in the book was don't ever lose your zest. Mm. And we're looking at it from a media perspective, and there was a time in my career that I did lose my zest and felt you had to act a certain way, you had to fit in a certain way. And after I read that, I'm like, I'm not going to lose my zest.
That was somewhere between Kelowna and Seattle on the bus, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to beat the door in and meet Paul Allen.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk up to Wayne Gretzky. And speaking of George Strait, my niece Sydney talks that George Strait's like a member of the family because we talk about him so much. And my sister-in-law, Tracy, who's a veterinarian, at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, walked up to a luxury suite that George Strait was in watching the rodeo. And she's like, Mr. Strait, can I get your autograph? And some handler jumps in and says, no, he's not doing autographs. And she walked away, and then she thought for a minute, and she's like, I have bought 28 of his albums, been to 30 of his shows, blah, 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 right? I'm getting his autograph. So she turned around, and if you knew Tracy, she would. She walked right up and, no, I'm getting his autograph. I'm his biggest fan. And she did. So there's that.
Wow.
I know. Stories, right?
That's cool.
But what my family talks about George Strait as a member of the family. From Todd or Dak, who met the TSN panel at Earl's when the World Juniors were here.
I mean,
how lucky were you to find the TSN panel at Earl's? That's a one in a billion shot.
That's a shock. That's like saying I met some media people at Sherlock Holmes in Edmonton. Oh, really? They happened to stop by there?
It was the only bar in downtown Edmonton. Yeah.
You know what? That's the thing that I found out. The new media versus the old media. And being in the business and the guys you work with, they only ever want to go to the same place all the time, no matter what, same. But that's off the glass and out, right? I guess it applies to that,
that
too.
I don't know.
But I don't like that. It's like we're in Winnipeg, and I'm not going to throw anybody out of the bus, but it's like we're in Winnipeg. We don't go here often. There's these new cool places to eat and places to see and stuff like that. Let's go to Boston Pizza because it's in the bottom of the hotel.
But here's the other thing, and maybe you didn't grow up with this. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
There is something to be said for cheers. You know, there's something to be said when you can wheel in and, you know, like we used to go to the press box all the time. Why? Because we knew we'd know somebody there. We knew we'd be looked after. You knew, like, there was all
those
things.
It was our spot.
It was your spot.
Well, then you don't have to worry. Like, I'm after the game. I got to be there late because I'm wrapping up. I just know where I'm going because I know where everybody's going
to be. You don't have to think. Why does Chris Jones wear black every day?
I do get that.
So he doesn't have to think.
I do get that.
Mark Anderson watching from Hanley, Sask. He says, Happy New Year. The Patriots are not only who they are because of Brady. Bill Belichick is a genius and will continue to be successful with whomever he brings in a quarterback. Hmm. Oh, we're going to find out.
Was he successful in Cleveland?
Are you a Patriots fan? I know he's a football coach, so I think he's speaking more as a defending the coach as a Patriots fan. He was not successful in Cleveland, and obviously a very interesting story there. But they think you're going to keep firing a coach every year in Cleveland, and you expect it to turn it around?
That's hey.
On that topic, before we break for hour one and update the poll results, I thought I tweeted. Oh, I did tweet it. On Jones, Derek, what about Justin Dunk's report yesterday?
Yeah, that was interesting.
The report, if you missed it, Justin Dunk saying the word in football is that Chris Jones made such a favorable impression in year one in Cleveland that despite the fact the head coach, Freddie Kitchens, was fired, Chris Jones will likely stick around.
There is something to be said for continuity. I mean, we talk about that all the time when we see guys and we're like, oh, geez, they didn't give him enough time. Or you know, how could Baker Mayfield succeed when he's got three different head coaches, yada, yada, all these things. So there is something to be said for continuity. And, you know, good for Chris Jones. If that's the case, that he did leave a favorable impression, because that not only does that look good upon him in Cleveland, looks good upon him throughout the league. Because that, I mean, it's a small fraternity even down there. Word travels fast. So I mean that's
well. When I heard that from Justin, I'm like, why would I be surprised? Yeah. And I brought up yesterday that I have a standing bet with Marshall Hamilton that Chris Jones will be a head coach in the NFL within 5 to 7 years. And, of course, he doesn't like Jones to begin with.
Sure.
And he's like, how is that going to happen? And Marshall's probably watching today from Sedona, Arizona. Good morning, Marshall. Don't ask how. You get that right, Darren. Don't ask about the how.
He works hard.
Yes, and knows his stuff.
Hard.
And knows his stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's more important? You put the two together. You got an all-star.
You can make a lot of criticisms about the guy. You can, you know, he was moderately successful, but he does work his tail off. There's no question about that.
Pam Akwin, oh, it just slid off the screen. Can you put Pam's comment up on my monitor here, please? Pam, a big fan of the show. She says, when I was a kid, I got to meet Johnny and June Cash in L'Orange. When they were checking into the hotel, I was starstruck. No kidding. Are you guys Johnny Cash fans? You
have to be. Massive.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Johnny Cash.
I bought Johnny Cash's album the same day he passed away. I bought it before I knew he had passed away, his last album.
Wow.
Back in, oh my gosh, whatever year that would have been, about
maybe your bad luck.
2003, somewhere in there.
Speaking of bad luck, pictures.
Yesterday's poll results, just to update them, which holy smokes did we go off the board with our topics today from the Magnificent Seven. What's the biggest issue facing the CFL at winter meetings? That was yesterday's poll. The winning of the vote was the third quarterback issue. Number two was the CFL-NFL window. Number three was expansion. Number four was CFL 2.0. Today's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Poll Center is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? 55% of you say, yes, it is. It's done. Crown a new champ. 32% of you say no, and 13% of you say no. We'll continue the discussion into hour two. Les Lazaruk, my brother from another mother, will be joining us as well from Saskatoon. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 151, Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show, is right here on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.